Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Some words from our Gospel today. Jesus says, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." This is a fairly short passage of the Gospel that we have today. And the setting is Jesus is talking to his disciples after they've shared the last meal before Jesus heads off to Gethsemane on the night before he died. Jesus is with his disciples, and there's a long discourse that Jesus is using to teach them and to say all sorts of things to them. And this particular passage is after Jesus has washed their feet. Jesus is teaching them that he's going to leave them. But Jesus is also teaching them that he will send the promised Holy Spirit. When we look at the disciples, we find that they are uncertain, anxious, confused. And I wonder whether there's a connection there with perhaps some of us, those of us who might be confined to our homes. Perhaps we are feeling anxious or uncertain. Perhaps we may be confused about what the future may hold. I wonder how many of us are feeling orphaned and isolated. For those of us who are feeling that way, Jesus' words reassure us. He says, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." There's a large number of potential texts in the readings today. There's lots to reflect on, and I commend those readings to you if you want to have a look at them again. But my reflections today are summarised in three headings. Firstly, longing for God. Secondly, loving God. And thirdly, living for God. Firstly then, longing for God. As Christians, we understand ourselves and the whole of humanity as being created, made in the image of God, which we're told in Genesis. And this, I think, is fundamental to our understanding of God and to our understanding of creation and of ourselves. In that reading we had from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul says today, we are God's offspring. And Paul talks about how people search for God. That's from the same reading. So we are God's offspring, and we search for God. Reminds us of that great passage, or quote rather, from Augustine which I'm sure many of us are familiar with, Augustine says, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you." So for each person, for each one of us, we have this longing for God deep within us, at the very heart of our being. God has placed this longing for himself. And I think in this present situation, that has a very real connection for us. Perhaps many of us are longing to be out. Many of us are longing to be able to go for a walk, to go out for a cup of coffee. Many of us are longing to be with our friends. Many of us are longing to be with our family. Many of us are just longing for that presence with those whom we love, and to be able to hug them and hold them. But within that longing for these very practical things, and these things which are so important to us, that could be a pointer and a reminder to us not to neglect also that deeper longing which we have, that longing for God, and for that longing for God's presence with us. Our second heading, loving God. Elsewhere in the writings which we have from the Apostle John, in his first letter, he writes three really simple words, but which are at the very heart of our understanding of God and of life. John writes, "God is love." God is love. And a little bit later on in that same letter, he writes this. He says, "We love because he first loved us." We love because God first loved us. So that great insight that all human love is based on and springs from that love which God has for us, springs from a God who is love. And all of our love for God is in response to that love which God has for us. And this love that we have for God is, of course, focused on Jesus. Jesus whom we can see. Jesus whom we encounter in the pages of the Gospels. But Jesus through whom we see the Father, as Jesus told Philip in the gospel reading that we had last week. "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father," Jesus says. In today's gospel, short though it is, it refers in those few verses to Jesus, of course, but it also refers to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. A passage we have which points to the Trinity, to the existence of God as Father, Son and Holy Spirit, and a pointer to that perfect union of love and relationship deep within the Godhead, at the heart of the Godhead. But there's more than this. Jesus says, "I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." He also says, "The Spirit abides with you, and he will be in you." And so this love for Jesus that we have, this love for God, draws us into a relationship with God. And because God is in relationship with all of the other people of his creation, so we are drawn into a relationship with all of God's daughters and sons. And so for us at this time, and indeed at all times, the love that we have for God draws us into a deeper relationship with God, a deeper relationship with the God who loves us and whose love we seek to respond to. And we are drawn into a more profound experience of God's love. And that love, of course, is expressed in our relationships, in our relationships with our families, with those who are nearest and dearest to us, a love which we have for them which springs from this love which God has for us, and a love for our friends and for those who are close to us, all of this love stemming from God's love and stemming also, flowing from that love which we have for God too. So our two headings, longing for God and loving God, lead us on to our third heading as a consequence of those first two. And our third heading is living for God. Jesus says in the reading today, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What are Jesus' commandments? Well, in one sense, they are, of course, summarised by Jesus when he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, and with all your heart, and with all your body, and with all your mind, and your strength, and your neighbour as yourself." In essence, Jesus' commandments are the commandments of love. Elsewhere in John's Gospel, he says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another." So we're called by Jesus, we're commanded by Jesus to love one another. And this is what living for God is about. Living for God means loving one another. And loving one another is about serving each other, about looking after each other, about caring for each other. It's about having compassion for one another, being empathetic, trying to understand each other. Loving one another is about forgiving, not judging or condemning or criticising or trying to find fault. And this isn't just loving ourselves and loving those who love us, but Jesus also commands us to love our enemies, those who do not love us, those who do not care for us, those who find fault with us. We know all of this, of course, but in our present confined situation, what does this mean where we can't go out and help and support and do things for others? Well, I'm sure we're all doing things to do that, but in a different way. I'm sure many of us, all of us, are on the phone to other people. We're using the benefits of modern media to keep in touch through messaging and WhatsApp and Zoom and all these other things that we have, so that we can keep in touch with others and those whom we love to show that we care for them. What does it mean for us in our present situation where we can't get out? Well, we can continue to support people like the Rainbow Centre through our giving. Their demands upon their services have increased hugely, and they are still trying to do things, but they need help and support, and that is a very real and practical way in which we can live for God and show our love for others. And of course, I mentioned the Rainbow Centre, but there'll be countless other charities whom we support and who we want to go on supporting at this time. Finally, of course, there is the really big thing that we can do, and that is to pray. To keep our prayers going, to keep our prayers before God as we pray for those whom we love, those whom we care for. Pray for the needs of the world and those who are disadvantaged in this world and in our community. Jesus says, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." I wanted to finish with a short prayer, which Claire and I have been using in the form of service that we have for our night prayer. And it's this: "May the risen Lord Jesus watch over us and renew us as he renews the whole of creation. May our hearts and lives echo his love. Amen.